you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. This edition of the Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Boyd's One Stop, located at the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's your host, the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Well, Merry Christmas to all of you who, as Ronnie Millsap once sang, keep the home fires burning. And you do know I mean the backyard grill, right? Stand back, because good looking is cooking. We finally have Thanksgiving in our rearview mirror. So that means we've also survived Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and now Christmas shopping is in full swing. But we'll get to that in a few minutes, okay? First, I wanted to start the show by dragging out the old email bag to see what you have to say about the Outdoor Cooking Show. Here's the first one. Randy, we loved the interview with Brett Jackson, the pitmaster at Midtown Barbecue, which is one of our favorite places to eat. But we wanted to hear more about his cooking techniques. Why do you spend so much time talking about the chef's backgrounds? I'm going to reserve my answer to that one until you hear this next question. Randy, your conversation with Chris Kidd was cool, but he sounds like a fascinating guy, and you should have asked him more about his audition on Hell's Kitchen instead of giving us all those details about the Elkhorn. Okay, I'm damned if I do and damned if I don't, right? If there's one thing my 50-plus years in broadcasting have taught me, it's if both sides think I'm wrong, I must be doing something right. Look, I try to walk the line between cooking and general interest, but it's a delicate balance, and not everyone's going to agree with where I draw the line. As I've said before, talk radio doesn't focus on just one topic, be it politics or sports or, in our case, cooking, outdoor cooking. Yes, this is a show about outdoor cooking, but if we talked about absolutely nothing but outdoor cooking, not a whole lot of you would listen very long. Political talk shows discuss pop culture and entertainment and sports, and by the same token, sports talk shows delve into other areas of interest too, you know, like music and TV shows and good-looking babes. So the Outdoor Cooking Show is no different, although I will emphasize we're not going to be talking about Kate Upton on this show, unless she starts searing steaks and slow-roasting chickens. My point is this. We try to give you a little background on the guests we feature on this show, if for no other reason than we want you to know who we're talking to and what their credentials are. Let's take Brett Jackson and Chris Kidd as examples. Now, both those guys have really compelling storylines. One of them got formal training in a culinary school, and the other just started out as a kitchen helper and worked his way up through the ranks. Each of them is respected in their own right, and I think it's interesting to hear the different ways they rose to the pinnacle of success. So I try to share those experiences with you, you know, as a backdrop for the cooking techniques they tell us about. However, when push comes to shove, or in this case, when chef comes to cook, this is the Outdoor Cooking Show, and I want to make sure that we spend lots of time on cooking and grilling and frying and all the other techniques and tips and recipes that you tune in for. So just understand that I understand. The Outdoor Cooking Show is not about politics or sports or entertainment or Kate Upton, unless she puts on an apron and starts smoking brisket. And I know that some of the men in our audience would pay big bucks to see that, but that's why I'm glad this is radio. You know, nothing to see here. Move along. We've also heard a lot about Jake's Atomic Salsa, especially from you Aggies. Listen to this one. I'm a proud alum of Texas A&M, And young people like Jake Johnson make me want to do what I can to help him. Thanks for featuring him on your show, and I'm going to go order some of his salsa just as soon as I finish this message. Now, in case you missed the episode when we interviewed Jake, Jake is a 12-year-old young man, and he wants to attend A&M and major in geology. But Jake decided he didn't want his parents to take on the debt for his education, so he started making and selling his own homemade brand of salsa to save up money for college. Yes, he came up with a recipe on his own, with the help of his folks, of course, and he sells it on his website. So if you want to help this kid out, it's jakesatomicsalsa.com. And yes, you can order it right on his website. We also got some similar private messages on our Facebook page. Our Facebook page is really simple to remember. It's just The Outdoor Cooking Show. And these other private messages were about the segment we did on second servings. You'll remember they're a food rescue charity. They go around and they scoop up already prepared meals that won't be eaten, you know, food that would have otherwise just been thrown away. And then they take this already prepared food directly to homeless food facilities like Loaves and Fishes, Martha's Kitchen, those kind of places. Their spokesperson, Barbara Bronstein, told us they were working with a food tasting event just the night before our interview, as a matter of fact, and that particular rescue effort provided dozens of already cooked meals for street people at a soup kitchen near downtown. So all the listeners we heard from wanted to help Second Servings. If you're interested in donating your time or money, just visit their website, secondservingshouston.com. They need volunteers to help them go around and pick up the excess prepared food. It's always from regulated food businesses like hotels and arenas and restaurants. And then they deliver it immediately, as in right then and there, to nonprofit food providers that serve the hungry. But to me, at least, it was even more impressive to hear about the ratio of money donated to food delivered. Barbara told us, get this, $1 provides 30 meals. And those are MREs, as we old Army vets like to call them, you know, meals ready to eat. So as I said at the time of the interview, I think that $1 to Second Servings is much more effective than that $1 that many of us hand to a homeless guy holding a sign at a traffic light on the feeder road underpass. So once again, if you want to help out, their website is secondservingshouston.com. And then lastly, there's this. Randy, the story of how Brennan's restaurant was founded was really neat, and T sounds like a hoot. By the way, T is T Martin. She is the daughter of Ella Brennan, the woman who founded the Brennan's family of restaurants in New Orleans, and of course the Brennan's right here in Houston, down on Smith Street. T is a hoot, and we could have talked to her for all four segments and still not run out of stories. T is promoting a book where you'll read all the stories, and she's written this book about Ella Brennan, her mother, and how Ella wound up in the restaurant business and all the celebrities that were drawn to the Brennan home in New Orleans. It's a great book, and I really love the title, Miss Ella's of Commander's Palace, or I Don't Want a Restaurant Where a Jazz Band Can't Come Marching Through. Without a doubt, that title will tell you everything you need to know about what you're going to find inside the book. And it would make a perfect Christmas gift for that foodie in your family. In fact, that's the subject of today's outdoor cooking show. Christmas gifts for the backyard chef or the foodie in your family. I agree, cookbooks and books about cooks, like T. Martin's book, those are great gift ideas for the foodie on your list, But it only really kind of scratches the surface of the possibilities if you stop and think about it. And you know, if there's one thing we don't have a shortage of around here on the Outdoor Cooking Show, it's friends and advertisers and sponsors who know what you need to be a success at burning a cow. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to steer you, get it, cow, steer, toward a gift-giving idea that you probably haven't even thought of. And who knows, your gift might delight that outdoor cook so much they invite you over to taste test the results. Huh? This is what we call a win-win proposition, people. We relieve your stress over what to give your backyard Bourdain for Christmas, and you get a free meal. You're welcome.
If your barbecue has gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Randy Hames here, and my salsa has to pass the chip test. That's why I personally recommend Jake's Atomic Salsa. Jake Johnson isn't your typical middle school student. He's picky about salsa, too, so he developed his own. And it was so good, his friends asked him to sell them some, and Jake's Atomic Salsa was born. Jake's Atomic Salsa has a hearty blend of tomatoes, plus roasted poblano, serrano, jalapeno, and habanero peppers. It also includes lots of fresh lemon and lime juice to add bright notes, with no large chunks of onion or cilantro. Jake's Atomic Salsa comes in four different flavors, from mild to out-of-this-world spicy, and goes great with eggs, enchiladas, meatloaf, Bloody Marys, or just pour it over cream cheese. It's the best salsa you've ever tasted, and all the profits go to pay for Jake's college education. Check out Jake's Atomic Salsa on Facebook, and go to jakesatomicsalsa.com to order a few jars, or try the variety pack with all four flavors. I know, you'll agree with me, Jake's Atomic Salsa is the bomb. Creekstone Outdoor Living. The name says it all. If you like being outdoors in your own space, you'll love Creekstone Outdoor Living. Located on the north side of Houston, Creekstone Outdoor Living has grills, lighting, appliances, pizza ovens, furniture, and even a design studio at 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60 in Spring, Texas, just off the Grand Parkway. If you love your backyard, Creekstone Outdoor Living has everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the Backyard Paradise Specialists. They also carry the quality brands you love, like Yeti, RCX, Lynx, Fire Magic, Weber, American Muscle Grill, The Big Green Egg, Coppersmith, and many more. Just looking for some storage for the game or fishing? No problem. The Yeti Tundra Coolers are perfect for the job and come in sizes weighing up to 90 pounds. And if you're looking for some great design ideas, inspiration, or even some of their work, visit their website at www.creekstoneoutdoors.com. Creekstone Outdoor Living, the Backyard Paradise Specialists, 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60, Spring, Texas, 713-389-5936. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Huh, like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. The Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Froberg's Farm and Creek Smokehouse on Highway 6 in Alvin. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Haynes.
This is Sam Hickey, who is the owner of Creekstone Outdoor Living. How are you doing, Sam?
Doing well, thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show, and it's a pleasure to have you as an advertiser on the Outdoor Cooking Show. Tell us about Creekstone Outdoor Living. How'd you start the business?
Well, I was working for a home builder back in 2008, and the market declined with home building, and we had Hurricane Ike hit, and I basically looked for a way to start a business that wasn't affected necessarily by the home building market. And so what we found was people weren't buying homes, they were reinvesting in the homes they already had.
So you grew up on a farm, you wanted to be self-employed.
Yes, sir.
Graduated from A&M.
Correct.
I expected a whoop.
Yeah, you got one.
And so you started building these high-end outdoor living spaces, as you call it. Talk about that just a minute. I assume that means a lot more than just outdoor kitchens.
Absolutely. So, you know, we started out doing patio covers and outdoor kitchens, and really that just grew into a full-fledged design-build process where we would go out and meet with the customer and design basically a total backyard. So that could include a patio cover, outdoor kitchen, fireplace, fire pit, you know, flooring, all sorts of options that go along with those items.
So tell us how that process works. A client comes to you and says, I want an outdoor kitchen. What do you do first?
Well, the first thing we're going to do is set up a consultation appointment and send either myself or my designer, my lead designer, out to the customer's house. And we will basically look at the roof line, look at the customer's wish list, and determine, you know, a good overall scope of what the desired project is.
And then you talk about budget.
Correct. We try to get a good idea on budget. Of course, you know, some people really have no idea what the project may cost, so we're going to try to give them an idea before we leave of what, you know, certain items may cost.
And you have an architect on staff.
Correct. Not a licensed architect, but a very highly qualified plan designer that we do. We use a program called Revit, and we do three-dimensional renderings with a 2D floor plan.
And then you go back to the client, get approval, and you start the construction process. Typically speaking, I understand weather always impacts outdoor constructions. What's the usual amount of time it takes you to, say, build an outdoor kitchen?
So once we have all the necessary permits, which we handle all in-house for the customer, we'll have a pre-construction meeting. And once that meeting is done, we have typically on a outdoor kitchen alone or just a patio cover by itself, you know, probably a 2 to 3 week build time. And on a big combination project where you may have a patio cover, outdoor kitchen, fireplace, among other things, you may have about a 6 week build time.
Now, you've expanded into custom home building. I suppose this is an extension of when you were in the construction industry. Is there a part of town that you restrict this to, or is it available all over Houston?
We typically, on the home building side, try to stay on the north side of town. We're what I would call myself a boutique builder. We're not going to take on a ton of custom homes, but we do have, because of the outdoor living side of our business, we do have the ability to draw a full custom home in-house because we have a great plan designer on staff.
How many custom homes have you built so far?
Just three.
But nonetheless, your clients can come to you for custom homes.
Absolutely.
Now, it's Christmas time, and you guys build outdoor kitchens and all these other things that you've just described. This is the Outdoor Cooking Show. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for unique and unusual or practical gifts for Christmas for the backyard chef. Let's start out with, say, kitchen appliances. You have a lot of them that are designed to be built into outdoor kitchens, but I'm sure you have standalone appliances as well.
Sure.
So tell us about it.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that some of the components that we use in the built-in kitchens are actually available in a standalone on a cart. So you can get that higher-end quality, a longer-lasting grill in a cart model so that it's freestanding. So if you don't want to invest in an outdoor kitchen at the current property that you have, or you want to invest in a high-end grill that you can take with you to the next home, that's available to you as well. So Lynx, Blaze, RCS, Fire Magic, all of those grills that are a lot of times seen in an outdoor kitchen are available on carts.
But now you can also offer pizza ovens.
Correct.
To talk about pizza ovens for a minute, I never thought about buying my own pizza oven.
Sure. So we have, you know, two options available. You have, you know, the actual full-blown wood-fired pizza oven that we can construct on site that, you know, similar to a fireplace with a chimney flue going up through a roof line, or if even a freestanding unit. But Lynx also makes a pizza oven that can be a countertop model. If you already have an outdoor kitchen, it can be retrofitted to sit right on top of the countertop. Or if we're constructing a new outdoor kitchen, that same pizza oven can actually be built in.
And what about other appliances and maybe fire pit features?
Sure. So one really popular appliance that's relatively new to the outdoor kitchen world is a griddle. So, you know, prior to the last couple of years, we had griddle top accessories, which are still really popular. You may get a cast iron griddle top or a stainless steel griddle top that can fit on an existing grill.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple of manufacturers have come out with built-in and cart models in a 30-inch griddle. So really popular for, you know, breakfast items, eggs, bacon. But you can get into stir fry and fajitas and vegetables on the griddle. So that's a really neat option.
Now, not everybody has the budget to build an outdoor kitchen or a backyard fire pit for a Christmas gift. Let's talk about some of those cast iron griddles. I saw a pizza baking stone.
Sure.
What is that?
Well, pizza stone, just like you may use inside in your indoor oven, you can actually use a pizza stone on your outdoor grill. So you put the pizza stone on there, heat it up, and you're going to get that ceramic ability to hold heat and basically cook that pizza to the perfect crust.
And most grill owners don't realize the power of a grill cover. It enhances the life of the grill greatly. Talk about grill covers.
Yeah, so there's a number of different options. Most of the manufacturers have grill covers that are made for their brand, but just right off the top, the grill cover is going to keep the hood and the canopy of the grill clean. It's going to help keep, you know, leaves, pine needles, stuff like that out of the grill. And then just with the pollen and everything else that we have here in the Houston climate, it will help keep everything clean.
And infrared is a big deal now.
Absolutely.
Talk about infrared grills. What's the advantage to that?
So Lynx makes an all-infrared, which is really nice, with a lifetime warranty on the infrared burner. But infrared is just a different way of cooking. It actually heats the item above it. It's not really heating the air around it. So you're going to have the ability to cook at a lot higher temperature. So searing ribeyes, and with the Lynx, it's a variable temperature infrared. So you can cook at a low temperature, even do bread and vegetables over an infrared.
And you also have multi-level cooking surfaces. Now, are these cooking surfaces that can be inserted into an existing grill, or are these grills that come with a multi-layered cooking surface?
Typically, you're going to have a warming rack in any built-in or cart model grill, so that gives you those two levels. They're the main rack and the warming rack. But also in grills like Big Green Egg, you can buy extended rack surfaces so that you can have 2 to 3 levels. If you're wanting to put more food in that grill, that's available to you.
And of course, built-in refrigeration units are part of the outdoor kitchen process. But do you have standalone refrigeration units for outdoors?
Well, really, any of the outdoor fridges that we offer can be put standalone. Some of them, the outdoor rated ones, actually are full stainless on the outside as well as the inside. So if you did have that unit standing on the back porch, it's still a really nice, attractive unit.
And we have a warming drawer indoors in the kitchen. And when we first built that kitchen, I thought to myself, we are never going to use this. But we use it all the time. Do you have warming drawers for outside?
We do. And actually, one thing that a lot of people aren't aware of is a warming door is a great cooking accessory to keep food warm. But outside, around a hot tub or a pool, it's really nice to use to warm your towels.
Ah, I never thought of that. This is Sam Hickey of Creekstone Outdoor Living. Tell us how to contact you, Sam.
You can reach us at 281-549-2496, or you can email directly off our website. We have multiple contact us tabs on the website, www.creekstoneoutdoors.com.
Sam Hickey of Creekstone Outdoor Living.
Thank you.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. The Outdoor Cooking Show will be back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame after this short break.
Nothing beats farm fresh produce. Roadside stands are great, but not always well stocked. But Froberg's Farm on Highway 6 in Alvin always has produce fresh from the field. You can't get produce this fresh in stores. Froberg's has a spacious covered market, or you can pick your own produce if you prefer. It's summer, so Froberg's has vine-ripe tomatoes, huge bell peppers, tender young okra, purple hull peas in and out of the shell, and a whole lot more. Fruits, vegetables, jams, jellies, pickles, and a huge selection of dried beans and peas. And Froberg's Farm is famous for its pies, both traditional homemade or fried pies, with over 20 different flavors. Order in advance, and Froberg's can have as many as you need ready for pickup. And be sure you visit Greek Smokehouse right next door while you're there. Froberg's Farm, only 8 miles south of 288 and 2.5 miles from Business 35 on Highway 6 in Alvin. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. Froberg's Farm, farm fresh produce since 1936. Creekstone Outdoor Living, the name says it all. If you like being outdoors in your own space, you'll love Creekstone Outdoor Living. Located on the north side of Houston, Creekstone Outdoor Living has grills, lighting, appliances, pizza ovens, furniture, and even a design studio at 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60 in Spring, Texas, just off the Grand Parkway. If you love your backyard, Creekstone Outdoor Living has everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the Backyard Paradise Specialists. They also carry the quality brands you love, like Yeti, RCX, Lynx, Fire Magic, Weber, American Muscle Grill, The Big Green Egg, Coppersmith, and many more. Just looking for some storage for the game or fishing? No problem. The Yeti Tundra Coolers are perfect for the job and come in sizes weighing up to 90 pounds. And if you're looking for some great design ideas, inspiration, or even some of their work, visit their website at www.creekstoneoutdoors.com. Creekstone Outdoor Living, the Backyard Paradise Specialists, 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60, Spring, Texas, 713-389-5936. Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. Randy Hames here, and my salsa has to pass the chip test. That's why I personally recommend Jake's Atomic Salsa. Jake Johnson isn't your typical middle school student. He's picky about salsa, too, so he developed his own. And it was so good, his friends asked him to sell them some, and Jake's Atomic Salsa was born. Jake's Atomic Salsa has a hearty blend of tomatoes, plus roasted poblano, serrano, jalapeno, and habanero peppers. It also includes lots of fresh lemon and lime juice to add bright notes, with no large chunks of onion or cilantro. Jake's Atomic Salsa comes in four different flavors, from mild to out-of-this-world spicy, and goes great with eggs, enchiladas, meatloaf, Bloody Marys, or just pour it over cream cheese. It's the best salsa you've ever tasted, and all the profits go to pay for Jake's college education. Check out Jake's Atomic Salsa on Facebook, and go to jakesatomicsalsa.com to order a few jars, or try the variety pack with all four flavors. I know, you'll agree with me, Jake's Atomic Salsa is the bomb.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. The Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Boyd's One Stop at the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's your host, the daddy-o of the patio, Randy Hames.
We are happy to introduce you to Melly Gomez, the resident chef at Sur La Table in Baybrook Mall. Hello, Melly.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Is Melly short for something else?
My full name is Melissa, but Melly, I guess you would say, is my trademark. That is the name that I do go by.
So how did I do on Sur la Table?
You did good. I like that French accent that you have going on.
Actually, my son studied French in school, and he taught me how to say that. So what does a resident chef at Sur la Table do, anyway?
The resident chef is in charge of the culinary program. So most of our stores, and a lot of our newer stores, have both a store side and a culinary program. So people of all kinds can come in and take a cooking class with us. We offer classes for a variety of people. So we have children's classes, teen classes, as well as classes for adults.
That's cool. You told me you just finished conducting a class. What was the class in?
Today we had take and bake pies, where our students actually get to make the pies, and they get two ceramic dishes to take home. And then when they make all the components here, and they get to take everything home to bake those off for Thanksgiving.
Hence the name take and bake. That's cool.
Exactly.
We also noticed that you conducted a class in Christmas tamales.
Mm-hmm. That is a very, very popular class.
Well, explain that just a little bit. What's the difference between regular tamales and Christmas tamales?
The holiday season. So traditionally, tamales are more of like a holiday type of cuisine or a type of food, I should say.
Well, what other kinds of classes do you personally teach?
I teach pretty much everything. I teach both pastry and savory. So I get to teach things like croissants, French macaroons. I also get to teach, for instance, this past week I had holiday cakes and breads. And then coming up next month, I have a couple of different savory classes. So we have knife skills, where you actually get to learn the French techniques and the French cuts.
Wow.
We have chef's dinner table. We have a ravioli workshop, and we have lots of different date nights that are happening as well. So those are more geared towards couples.
You mean, I thought you were going to say that I could have a date with you. Never mind.
You can do that also. I don't mind. You can come and be my date. We have lots of singles that come as well.
How many classes do you teach in a day's time?
We teach anywhere from 3 to 4 classes a day, and it depends on the day of the week that it is.
Now, the Outdoor Cooking Show is focusing on Christmas gift ideas for the backyard chef, and it sounds like reserving a spot in maybe one of those cooking classes might be a great idea, huh? Can people do that?
Absolutely. So the way that you sign up is through online. You just pick the location that is most convenient for you. We all have online calendars. Whenever you click on a class, you can see the menu. You can see the chef who's teaching as well as what the class time is. Some of our workshops are a little bit longer than others. It really depends on the techniques that we are teaching. And then you just add that to your cart like you're buying anything else. You show up and we provide everything for you.
Nice. Before we go any further, Melly, let's establish your background. Did you receive any formal training in the culinary arts?
I did. I did not get my culinary degree until after I was already working in the industry. I've been a professional chef for about coming up on 12 years. And I went to the Art Institute of Houston to receive my degree.
Now, we've already come up with one good Christmas gift idea for a backyard chef. That would be a cooking class with Melly Gomez at Sur la Table. But you guys have lots of other reasonably priced items in the store and ready for immediate pickup. As a matter of fact, there's an entire department dedicated to gift ideas on your website. So give us some examples of, say, cutlery gifts.
Okay. So in cutlery, we offer a different kind of a variety of different vendors. My favorite, and I'm very biased, I'm not going to lie, is Miyabi. The Miyabi Evolution is definitely my favorite. I really like that line. When I first started with Sur la Table, that is the first knife that I used, and I love it. I cannot put it down. I tell everybody that you don't pick your chef's knife picks you. So at every store, we have a knife cart where you can actually try all of your knives. And we offer things like Bob Kramer, we have Woostop. We offer a couple of different Miyabis as well, not just the Evolution. We also have the Birchwood and the artisan in stock. And then we have Zwilling and Henkels, of course, and we also have Schoon and Global. So we try to really take some one-on-one time with our customers who are interested in our cutlery. We give them a couple of vegetables to really try out and find the knife that really fits them. It's kind of like a King Arthur story where you just have to try it and see what is best for you.
And Sur La Table has a lot more than cutlery. They also have flatware and glassware and silverware. But I couldn't help but notice that you have a healthy Fry XL air fryer, and it's marked down 65% for Christmas. Tell us about air fryers.
Air frying is kind of putting deep fryers out of business, especially for those that are looking for healthy cooking. Instead of submerging your food products inside oil, this gives you a chance to gauge how much oil you actually want to add. So just say, for instance, that we are making potato wedges or sweet potato wedges. I just add however much fat or oil that I'm going to use, give that a nice good toss, throw it inside my air fryer, and it uses a couple of different heating elements to utilize the oil that I've added to that to get a nice good fry on them.
Fried sweet potatoes. Now, that sounds good for the holidays. Mm-hmm. And I also noticed that Sur La Table also features a Cuisinart food processor for under $200, a Cuisinart ice cream maker for just over $100. Those are great prices. What other brands and kinds of cooking appliances do you guys carry?
We carry a couple of different things by Breville. So Breville actually did a new partnership with Nespresso to have a Creatista coffee machine out. So you have both. You have the pod element by Nespresso. So Nespresso is a really awesome coffee. They have a couple of new deals going on as far as their coffee goes, where they're kind of outsourcing now to different countries. And then there's also Breville. So you have, I'm very pro Breville. I have their food processor, their sous chef at home. I love their ice cream machine. I'm trying to talk my husband into buying it for me. And then we also have KitchenAid. So KitchenAid has, this was a really good year for them. They came out with a lot of new items. Of course, we have our 3-quart mini that just came out. So if you have little ones at home, or even if you're not making very large batches of food, say, you know, it's just one or two inside your household, that is perfect for it because you can still half your recipes and not have to worry about having such a big bowl. They also came out with new pasta extruders, so you can make macaroni and rigatoni at home, and they have their coffee machines as well. And they also offer food processors and sheet pans, all kinds of neat things.
And not everybody's going to want to spend that much money on a Christmas gift, but you have a lot of less expensive outdoor grilling accessories like grill grids and garlic peelers and grill gloves. I need a pair of those. Probe thermometers. I was also interested in, what was it? Let me look down here. Smoke pucks. Tell me about smoke pucks.
Okay, well, smoke pucks is just kind of like using a smoker, but it's so much easier than having to pull out the big, giant smoker. So it's very easy to add to a basket. It's also easy to just add to your barbecue pit. A lot of people get really intimidated about buying large items and finding storage for everything as well. So this kind of eliminates things on the storage and makes things a little bit easier on you.
And multi-layered grilling is very popular these days. But the backyard chef like me, I don't necessarily want to invest in a fully tricked out multi-layer cooker. But you've got a 3-tier plank holder that accomplishes the same thing. Talk about that very briefly.
Okay. A lot of people like to use different types of wood chips or plank cooking. I prefer to do the plank cooking just because I find that it's a little bit easier to clean off. I mean, people want to be able to multitask, right? So by using the tiers, you can grill your fish while you're also grilling your different vegetables, or say somebody wants chicken breast instead of doing fish. That's another way to really utilize that and multitask at the same time. That way everybody gets what they want. And then you can also do different types of wood for doing your plank grilling. So we have maple, we have hickory, we also have cedar in stock. That way you get all kinds of different flavors going on.
This is Chef Mellie Gomez. She's the resident chef at Sur La Table in Baybrook Mall. Mellie, thanks for giving us some good ideas. And Merry Christmas to everyone at Sur La Table.
Thank you. And you too, Randy. Thanks for having me.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be back with more food and fun after this break.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
If you're in the energy industry and want to drive down costs, it's time to automate. NuStar Energy Services provides automation solutions for pipelines, independent producers, and any company in the exploration and production sector. Still sending someone out in a pickup to read the flow computer on your well? For about $1 a day, NuStar can collect all the data remotely so you can monitor everything on a customized web portal. Heck, you can't even buy a gallon of gas for a truck for $1. How about the levels on your tanks at the well site? For about $1 a day, NuStar can set up remote monitoring so you can see the level in real time and even turn pumps on or off remotely. And remember, NuStar's remote monitoring packages start at about $1 a day. So call NuStar Energy Services today and improve your bottom line. 832-917-1200. That's 832-917-1200. Or NuStarInc.com.
Creekstone Outdoor Living. The name says it all. If you like being outdoors in your own space, you'll love Creekstone Outdoor Living. Located on the north side of Houston, Creekstone Outdoor Living has grills, lighting, appliances, pizza ovens, furniture, and even a design studio at 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60 in Spring, Texas, just off the Grand Parkway. If you love your backyard, Creekstone Outdoor Living has everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the Backyard Paradise Specialists. They also carry the quality brands you love, like Yeti, RCX, Lynx, Fire Magic, Weber, American Muscle Grill, The Big Green Egg, Coppersmith, and many more. Just looking for some storage for the game or fishing? No problem. The Yeti Tundra Coolers are perfect for the job and come in sizes weighing up to 90 pounds. And if you're looking for some great design ideas, inspiration, or even some of their work, visit their website at www.creekstoneoutdoors.com. Creekstone Outdoor Living, the Backyard Paradise Specialists, 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60, Spring, Texas, 713-389-5936. If you love the taste of homemade sausage, Greek Smokehouse at Froberg's Farm in Alvin is an old-fashioned smokehouse with good old-country service. Greek Smokehouse makes 10 different flavors of homemade sausage and smokes them for hours over burning pecan wood. No artificial smoke flavor at Greek's. You'll know that as soon as you walk in the door. Try the house favorite, jalapeno cheese, deer, and pork sausage, or Greek savory boudin, Italian, or summer sausage. The freezer is full of hand-cut ribeye and strip steaks, stuffed pork chops and chicken breasts, stuffed bell peppers, and even peppers stuffed with boudin. And Greek stock seasoning meats to add to your next batch of greens or beans. Nothing's better together than homemade sausage from Greek Smokehouse and fresh veggies from Froberg's Farm right next door. Only 8 miles south of 288 and 2.5 miles from Business 35 on Highway 6 in Alvin. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. Greek Smokehouse. Those boys know how to do it.
May the forks be with you. The Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Froberg's Farm and Greek Smokehouse on Highway 6 in Alvin. Now, here's the man who turns all the grills on, Randy Haynes.
I am very happy to announce the return of my good friend Rick Allspa, who owns Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. How you doing, buddy?
Randy, I'm doing awesome, man. It's a gorgeous day and just a living and loving life.
Obviously, Rick is heavily invested in the hardware business. Ace Hardware, very proud of their personalized attention that they give customers, especially in comparison to the big box stores where you got to pop a flare to get somebody to help you in the paint department. So, Rick, take just a minute and talk about Ace Hardware's commitment to personal one-on-one customer service when people walk into your store.
You bet, Randy. We've got 34 stores in the greater Houston area of Ace Hardware stores, independently owned. Usually the owner is there. If not, there's a general manager that's part of the family. And it's in our DNA. It's what we do as a corporation nationwide. Is our goal is to exceed the customer's expectations every time they come in. It's in our DNA. It's our mantra. It's what we do. We're programmed and designed, and we just really want to take care of the customers because we can give them that personal service and walk them around the store and build the things they need and get the things they need on a personal one-on-one basis.
And I can testify to the validity of that statement. Now, I'm sure we could spend the entire segment talking about all kinds of merchandise that AllSpa's Ace Hardware could offer for Christmas gifts, but this is the Outdoor Cooking Show, after all. So let's focus on gifts for the backyard chef. Start out by telling us the selection of cookers you guys offer at AllSpa's.
Well, what we carry is the complete line of Weber from the little bitty, I think it's probably 14-inch in diameter Smoky Joe all the way up to the big six-burner stainless steel Summit and everything in between, Randy. We've got the tabletop grills. We've got the normal Genesis grills, the Summit grills, and the complete line of accessories and everything that goes with the Weber. And we usually have that stuff in stock. And more than likely, we'll have it in natural gas and our propane, so you can order whichever one, or we'll deliver each one you need. We should have it in stock. We try to keep a good stock up.
Price is always a concern. So, Rick, which cookers do you consider to be the best value for the money?
Probably just the I like the Genesis series for the value. It's a three-burner grill. We sell the upgraded model that has stainless steel flavor bars, which is the innards. That's the device that makes it have no flare-ups, and it has stainless steel cooking surface. You can get the lid in either porcelain or stainless steel, and they're under $1,000. The porcelain ones, I believe, are like $6.99, $7.99, depending on if you get a side burner or not. And it's a really good basic three-burner cooker. It's got a lot of good cooking surface. You can do a lot of stuff on it. And with the way that the Webers are designed with the flavor bars, the flare-ups are virtually eliminated. So they're fun. They're easy to cook on. You know, you can buy a grill, an entry grill for $200, and you're going to buy one of them a year. Or you can spend $600 or $700 on a Weber, and it's warranted for $25. So, I mean, there's some better things there that make sense.
You get what you pay for.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Now, I know that you personally probably own several different kinds of cookers, but I'm a rank amateur, and I only have one basic grill, and a lot of people maybe even just have a smoker on the back patio. So above and beyond a basic charcoal or a gas grill, what unit would you personally recommend a novice like me should invest in?
Well, I go back to that Genesis, Randy. I like that for an entry level, for novice level. There is a Spirit series, which Weber has them made in China. They're fine. They work well, but it's a lesser grill. It's a little less expensive. Those might be good for like a wedding present or something like that if you don't want to spend a whole lot of money. But for a novice, man, I would stick to that. I would stick to that Genesis series. Now, if you're looking for your second grill, that's when we start talking about the Big Green Eggs and the pellet grills and stuff like that. But for novice grill, I'd direct you right straight to that Weber Genesis series because you can't go wrong with it. It's super easy to cook on, and you can do some. You can add smoke to it. There's more to it than just turning it on and just putting some hot dogs on it. There's accessories to where you can change the flavor with smoke. You can do a lot of different things with it. So it's a very, very versatile grill to get started with.
Well, let's talk about accessories a minute, because not everybody's going to want to spend the money necessary to buy a grill or a smoker for Christmas. So let's talk about things like cooking utensils and skewers and baskets that fit people's budgets. What do you recommend shoppers begin with?
Well, whenever I sell a grill, I always say you've got to have a rib rack. And what a rib rack is, you can cook basically four racks of ribs in the space of one. So if you're going to have a Super Bowl party or final four party or whatever, and you need to cook some more stuff, a rib rack takes up a lot of less space on the grill, and you can do, like I say, four racks in the space of one. Rib racks are a lot of fun. On the kebabs, there's a kebab skewer. It's a piece of cable. Those are cool. Other than just a stick or a bamboo stick or something like that, the piece of cable is really cool, and they serve good. They're fun to serve with on the plate. So I'd recommend, I try to sell those too. And then everybody's trying to be healthy, if you will. So a good way to cook and cook healthy is to grill vegetables. So I always recommend a stainless steel, it's a flat, like a cookie sheet with holes in it. And it's a grilling basket. There's some with sides, and there's some that are just kind of flat. They're good to cook fish on. And I always cook vegetables on them, just zucchini or broccoli or asparagus or whatever. You can put it right on that, and it doesn't fall down through the grate. It keeps it contained and gets it a good charred, seared, grilled flavor to it. But to get started with those, but there's a hundred of stuff. There's different brushes, there's pizza stones, there's beer can chicken holders. I mean, tons of stuff.
Well, now let's talk about pizza stones. They've become quite the rage these days. Explain how a pizza stone works on a grill.
You take a pizza stone and put it on either, it can either be charcoal, it can be gas grill or whatever, and it bakes that pizza in the grill. You can either add smoke flavor or not if you want to. You can either build a little smoker box out of tin foil. There are cast iron smoker boxes available. There are actually accessories for different grills that you can put the smoker box right in the side of the grill. So you can add wood flavor to the pizza if you want to. But it's a stone plate. And you just put that on the grill, and it cooks pizza very tasty. Cooks them quick. You can either make your own pizza crust, or you can buy the ready-made pizza crust and put all your toppings on it. It's a really fun accessory, and you have people over and thinking you're going to have burgers or dogs or something, and you open up the grill and it's got a big pepperoni pizza on it. So it makes you more of an outdoor expert, if you will.
Yeah. Now, I'm constantly singeing the hair on the back of my hands, and I've never invested in high-heat gloves to solve that problem. Do you own a pair?
I own multiple pair.
I should have known.
I've singed the hair on the back of my hand also. There's a couple different types. There's a thing called an of glove. That's just a high heat glove that you can reach in the pit and do things with. But Randy, I use a high temperature rubber glove. I'm fortunate enough, I get to cook for a lot of charities and stuff, and I don't use utensils much. I literally turn the meat over because I'll have 8 or 9 briskets or 20 racks of ribs or something like that. You can't do that with tongs and tweezers. So I use these insulated rubber gloves. We pull the pit open, turn all this stuff around, just get in there and just grab it and touch it and rub it and love it. And you can do that in your backyard too. I mean, if you're doing ribeyes or something, a lot of people think it's a cardinal sin to poke a ribeye, and you don't want to take tongs and turn them over. So you just take gloves and just reach in the pit and you turn them over, and you can kind of place them a little bit better. You've got more control with them. So I would rather cook with a pair of hot rubber gloves that are designed to work in heat than using utensils. It's easier for me, and I just enjoy that better.
And I know Allspaz Ace Hardware has lots of other stuff that you could give the backyard chef for Christmas, like grill covers or grill cleaning equipment and cedar grilling planks for fish, chicken roasters, cookbooks, rotisseries, kebab holders. They've got it all at Allspaz Ace Hardware in Kingwood. My buddy Rick Allspaz. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Randy, Merry Christmas to you. Let's keep Christ in Christmas, man, and let's have an awesome Christmas this year.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on The Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something else?